Hello, thank you for listening. You're listening to the soon to be changed Morris Miners podcast. There's a couple of runs in the poll on Twitter, so if you've not had your shot, take a wee vote now. I'm here with one of the stalwarts of the fan base, Kirsty Hannigan. Kirsty, thanks for joining me.
It's no problem.
That says, also, Kirsty, can you sleep on Sunday night? And I sat reading Pine over on the comments on Facebook and saw that a lot of diehards had kind of walked away from the club in the last couple of seasons. Also, it's been quite tough for us supporting Ken Beef. So my idea was to try and get as many supporters, as many people that have been connected to Ken Beef over the years to come onto the show, just talk about their memories, good and bad, just to rekindle a bit of hope and a bit of joy and love again into the club, and try and coax a couple of diehards back into the back through the turnstiles. So I'd say really appreciate that you've come on today.
That's not a problem.
Just to start off, Kirsty, you'd said to me that you'd start supporting them when you were 2 year old. Obviously, it'd been your dad that took you. Can you tell us about your first game, or your first game that you remembered?
Well, I've got lots of memories of lots of different games
Well,
that I remember.
we'll just run through it. We'll just go for it. No, it says as many stories as possible.
Well, my first game that I remember. My dad told me this. Well, I remember it, but my dad keeps on telling me the story. When we were playing Keith in a Scottish Cup tie, and there was snow behind the goalposts, and I was busy building a snowman, as you do
As you do
when you're
that.
a kid.
I
Because
see,
I'm
so
like, you know, up in the Highlands, you don't really get as much snow as you do
no,
up well.
that's
A
it.
lot more snow than you do down here anyway.
That.
And then obviously my other ones, when I was living in Glenrothes at the time, and I think we had a midweek game. I'm not too sure. It might have been a Saturday game, but I'm thinking it might be a midweek game. But I remember Frankie Dillon's supporters bus picking me up for Glenrothes on our way up to Brechin,
Oh,
and
aye.
that was the way. Bet them 7-5 up at the hedge.
Aye.
I remember that game, and I was like, that was an amazing game, and oh, I can't stop talking about it because it's so amazing.
Aye.
And obviously, one of my other favourite games was the year we got promoted with Toure and Murray McDowell and all that
Oh,
playing.
yeah, aye, aye. Great season, that.
That was a good season, and
Aye.
I got Murray McDowell's top that season.
Aye.
Because I asked him, can I get your top? And he's like, aye, nae bother, because he was like my favourite player.
Aye.
He's like my top five
Aye.
favourite players. So aye, that was a good day. And then obviously the helicopter day, you can't forget that.
You
How can
can't
you
forget
forget
that at all, though.
that
That's it. Well, that was my first season supporting, like, so that's a great season to start supporting them, like, so.
Oh, it was a brilliant season, and
Aye.
obviously then that was a fantastic day, and then obviously beating the Pars
Oh.
away from him, and oh, I still rub that in to every Pars supporter I can.
Okay, but there's still
Like,
bitter of it.
oh, they're still bitter about it. But
Again,
it's funny, it's fuck. I'm like, come on, that was years ago.
it says, well, fortunes have fared a bit worse since then as well, like
Oh,
that,
definitely. And
but
obviously, games that I remember when I've like. When we've been in the playoffs and Leon's been ball boy, and most of the time we've won the playoffs apart from this, well, last time
aye,
round.
that's. We usually had a good day, kind of good day running them in the playoffs. I always mind Ken, you and your kin going up to well, Inverurie for the Cove game. We stood at
Aye, I
the
remember
corner of
that.
the. Aye, that was a bit of
Leon
a
nicked the
hair-biting
ball
game.
to Inverurie. He's got
Aye,
a ball to Inverurie. He nicked one of the balls.
yeah, that's all right, yeah.
And then obviously going back down to Central, and everyone's like, oh, aye, Cove Rangers are going to beat you. They're far superior than you. I'm like, ah, okay then. We'll see. The
Aye.
worst game, I think one of the worst games in the playoffs had to be the East Kilbride game because we were terrible on penalties that season. And
Aye,
then
no, we definitely were.
when we went to a penalty shootout that day, I was like, shit, we're going down.
Aye,
I was like,
that's
this is
it.
it. I'm like, this is it. We're going down because we can't score penalties. We're
No.
fucking living on money.
And it was typical Cowden then that we went by 1-0 up that early on and just let it slide there.
Oh no, it's like it's so disheartening. I mean, I've seen it for years where we just sit back on a one goal lead and you're like, come on, it's not good enough.
Oh, that's it. So I so okay, obviously a lot of good memories. Do you have a kind of favorite memory that you'd see, like one that really sticks out in the mind?
I'd have to say the helicopter day.
I think a lot of folk are going to say that,
I can't see anyone no saying that day because that
like
was such a tight race for the title.
that's it. Aye, again, always up. Well, can always mind because I was about, I think, 7 or 8 year old at the time, like, and they say sat with my dad in the terrace. Well, stood in the terrace with my dad, and I always mind, was it Elgin hit the bar, didn't he, in about the 8th minute? I says I can always just mind the collective sigh as it way banged out.
I was like, five pop for that, honestly.
Well, obviously the helicopter was just hanging a bit over the Forth because they didn't ken which way it was going to go down there. They didn't know if it was going to end up going into Berwick or up to us. So,
I know.
aye. Now some wait, okay, waiting for the helicopter.
Oh no, but when we knew that we had won it, it was like, yes. And
Aye,
we knew that the helicopter was coming to us.
was on it. It's on its way. No, it's always mind just staring. Again, what is that? Is that it? No, it's no.
And then it had to land at B5 scale because it couldn't
Aye,
land on
can you
petrol.
land on? Aye, mind that.
No, I'm like, that's hilarious how it couldn't hit full and land on central park.
All that space as well,
Again.
eh?
Do you think it would have managed to land at Central Park? You know what I
Again,
mean?
that says, aye, that says, obviously some brilliant times. You'd said about the kind of Dunfermline game that there's kind of also
There's
we
some.
yo-yoed. Yo-yoed for
Aye.
years up like in doing between well the first division and the second division as what it was at the time and then turning into the championship in League One.
Oh, I mean, that was a great season when we played the likes of Rangers, Hearts, and Hibs. I'm like,
Aye.
what?
Aye. No, it says mate, I saw the league table for that year. No, it says earlier on in the day and he just it seems like a world away that actually happened.
I know, but it wasn't actually that long ago that that happened, and I'm like, how can folk forget that we were actually quite a decent team?
Aye, that's oh, you see the players that we had back then, absolutely
Oh
tremendous.
no, like Greg Spence
Aye,
and no, Greg Stewart and fucking Tam O'Brien
Cam
and
O'Brien, Kean Hemmings, all sorts
oh
like
no,
that. Says boys that went on to kind of still having good careers as well.
again.
So if we're kind of also talking about the good times and the cases, there's also been some terrible times over, especially over the last wee while. But certainly, do you have kind of a worst memory?
Losing to Bonnyrigg.
Nah, well, I says that I was thinking exactly the same when I done mine. I says when I was thinking up the questions, I did say, I says what's the point in kind of asking that? It's also going to be Bonnyrigg for people, but.
Oh, it has to be. I mean, because we were so used to always winning the playoffs, and then we get
Aye.
bet in the playoffs. And we were unbeaten in playoffs. I'm like, we can't get beaten in playoffs. We're the playoff football champions
That's
here.
it. Again, it was just the even the like the return leg, and you thought, well, there's still a chance if we get an early goal, but it just didn't happen for us.
No.
Yeah, but
No.
I
I
guess.
mean, that game, I was like, if I was Morris, I would have done it different. Ken, because he's
Aye.
always talking changing the lineup.
Aye.
But I would have had the same squad that we had when we played Elgin and won 4-1 up at Elgin.
Aye. Aye. You felt that he'd got the kind of formula correct then and
That's the team that I would have played doing at Bonnyrigg, and I don't think we would have got bet. Well, we could have might still. I mean, he did it again, but I was like, maybe that team was a bit stronger than the team we put out.
aye.
Because I was like, why is Liam Buchanan on the bench? Why is Fraser on the bench?
Aye, oh, that's it, Susan. Also, there's always the talks that there's been a falling out, and there's been a bit of this. Also, we watched him score a hat trick on Saturday there, and
Oh,
again, well, celebrate in front of the dugout. Aye,
That's what
ball
I
gate as
said,
well, that
ball gate fucking tickled me pink,
says.
like.
Aye, that's it, says
I'm
that.
on the fucking kit manager, like he said, it was Bob and Alex Haddell that never keyed on the ball.
Aye, that's easy. Again, obviously, still a bit of bad blood between the parties and all, like, but can I oh well, always just mind that well, we jumped on the train down to S Bank and then walked into Bonnyrigg for there, like, and
Aye,
oh,
same we are.
it just felt that it says that it couldn't have been a worse game. It couldn't have been a worse day for it.
I know, I mean, that bloody state football pitch was like, I'm like this to myself. I'm sure that's on an angle.
Aye,
The fuck it, I looked like the other
it's
fucking goals were like from 50 foot in the air.
that's aye, that's it was like being done this by a new mountain range.
I was
Yeah.
like, how the hell is this going to be allowed in the Women's League 2?
Aye. Well, that's it, eh? But hey, Ken, well, have you, well, I guess it's quite a weird one to ask, but it says, have you enjoyed the Lone League? Have you enjoyed seeing kind of like new places, new teams?
I have actually.
Aye.
I have. I mean, we went down to
Gala Shields.
Gala Shields.
Aye.
That was a good day, but the
Aye, can
walk
I
to the train station,
tell
man.
you? Aye. It's exactly,
How was
it's
that?
like S Bank.
I'm like, that was like, well, we got off at Gala Shields because we were hungry, so we went
Aye,
to
did.
Wellington first.
Yeah.
We went to the town first.
Aye.
Instead of going the next stop down and walking up because there's nothing there.
Aye, there's
And
nothing
everyone
in
said, get
Tweed Mouth,
after there.
Tweed Bank.
Aye, Tweed Bank, there's nothing there.
Aye.
So get after the town if you want to get like a drink or that before the game.
Aye.
So aye, we went to Wetherspoons and got drinks and food and then we walked down and then my dad bought me a drink and honestly he was stealing that day. I've never
Well,
seen my dad drunk. Ever.
we walked past the Wetherspoons because me and my mate had jumped off the train, like, and we went into the kind of sports bar across by the Wetherspoons, at Reavers. That is
Hi.
kind of we had a couple in there and watched the cup game, and then as we came out, we saw that yous were in Wetherspoons, like, but we thought we came we're running out of time, like, we better head our can head on down, like, but.
Well, we did. I don't think we. I mean, once we had our food and that and finished our drinks, we headed down
Aye, into
in
the.
the back there. And then, obviously, we had enough time for my cousin-in-law to stop off at the local Tesco's and get a carry out and take it
Oh,
down to the
I
ground and
just
everything.
walked in there. Oh.
So on the walk down, we had drink.
That's all it's all about, eh? Nice away day, like, eh? Have a couple of pints and see the town itself rather than just the football ground, eh?
Exactly. I mean, I've
No.
done that for most away games. I mean, we're thinking about because obviously we're going to Falkirk on
Aye.
Saturday, where my dad's saying about going round and seeing the actual old ground of East Stirling because it's
Oh
still
yeah, I
filmed it.
still there, aye.
So we're going to go round past it on our way up to the Falkirk Stadium
Aye.
and just let the kids see the old East Stirling ground because obviously the kids have never seen that ground where
Oh, that's well,
I've actually been in that ground.
aye.
I'm that old that I've been there.
Aye. That's well. I was talking about it on Saturday with Ross Cameron. You know, mind the wall right across from the goals. No, it says you had a bit by a step between the goalposts and the was it the Land of Furniture wall. Aye.
Oh, honestly, I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I still can't believe how they got in that state with their ground. I mean, they had their own ground. I mean, it's
Aye.
like us. I mean, how we got in this the state with our ground.
Aye. Oh, that's it. It's easy. Again, talk
But
about.
at least we
Again,
still got our ground and we didn't
aye.
have to ground here.
Aye, well, that's it. It's, that's a, that's, I've always said that's a bit of a death knell of a club, like, and there's no point in us again, leaving Cowdenbeath to going up to the ground share with the likes of Kelty or that, because then you're no
No.
longer Cowdenbeath anyway.
Exactly.
Aye. So, talking about away days, what's your favourite away day?
Oh,
Again,
it's
through the.
got to be a Berwick away day.
Aye.
It's
Nice.
got to be Berwick. Because it's like everyone scratches their head and goes, how's there a bloody English team in a Scottish Women's Football League?
Aye. Nice. Always a good day, Eric. No, it says, well, you
I
tend to
know,
get
I've
a
been
kind of night
talking
away
about
with
the pipes and everything.
it. That's it. It says it's better. You know, well, aye. I say that's a good shout for one. I always said it was a bro for me. I always quite liked going up to a bro.
I've also got the way in Montrose is quite a nice, but
Aye.
I mean, top number one's got to be Berwick, and then the rest are like, well, oh, that's all right.
Aye.
I like one, and I like a lot of your away games. I mean, away games are fantastic because you get to have a bevy in that, eh?
Aye.
More than what you do at home
Oh,
games, I think.
that's it, especially if you're driving in.
Well, I usually just get the bus in, eh?
All right, aye.
And then just sit up at my dad's, and then we'll have a couple of beers at my dad's, and then head
You
into the grand and
get
have a
into the
wee
ground.
and
Aye,
then
up at
grand.
the Andy Matthews. Aye.
Oh,
That's all right then. Okay, just well going on further than that, it says also we're doing a loan league the new like can
nah.
within reason where in say 5, 10 years time would you want to see Cowden Beef?
Well, I would want us to be back in League Two.
Aye.
I mean, I don't think we can survive in the Lowland League.
Nah, no long term probably, no.
No, definitely not long term.
Aye.
So we have to get back into League Two somehow.
Aye. That's it's just it's just that tough, eh? Can with the teams around us and they can also with the B teams in now and can they're also pushing for to be opened up for promotion as well and can with the likes
Well,
of
we wouldn't be
Darvel
allowed
and
promotion because they're B teams.
well they, right now they're not allowed but you can see it coming in like it says I always say that they're like vampires once you invite them in there's no getting rid of them.
Exactly, but they should never be allowed to get promoted
No,
because they're B
they shouldn't.
teams. Ended.
No. So, okay, we're within the kind of 5, 10 year you'd like to see us in League Two.
Aye, at
Aye.
least.
Well, that's it. So, you know, obviously, we the likes of Darvel and Linlithgow coming up, we can looking at coming up and they says the Highland League's just getting stronger as well. It's going to be a tough one for us.
Aye.
Aye. That says, do you think it's working? Do you think the process that we've kind of undertaken is going to work long term, or do you think it's going to be have to get changed again?
Well, I think we have to change manager.
All right, aye.
I don't like more. See, I've tried and I've tried to give Morris
Aye.
the benefit of the doubt and Ken following him everywhere for the last at least 2 years
Aye.
since he took over. Ken home and away watching his tactics, and my dad said at the, I think it was the University of Stirling when we played them away, it was time for him to walk to them.
Aye.
And then he's like, Ken, after Berwick destroying us on Saturday, he's like, it's definitely time for him to walk away.
Well, I saw your dad's comment on the Facebook page, like, yeah, it says it's obviously the straw that's broken the camel's back there, like, but
Exactly. I mean, I've never seen my dad like that. I'm like, my dad's actually thinking about walking away for Cowden Beef, and I'm like, it's Cowden Beef, Dad. How can you
aye,
walk
with that.
away from him?
That's it. Well, that was part of the reason why I thought about doing this was when I saw your dad's comment, like, because obviously he's getting there. He's like, it's one he's just like a tree, really. He's always there, isn't he? So,
Aye.
aye. Well, hopefully, things change and cases for the better,
Well,
and we can keep your dad in the ranks.
I think the only way we can do that if Morris goes, because I know that if he's not gone by next season, my dad's walking away.
Aye, all right.
That's what he tells us.
Well, that's kind of be a big shame that says obviously dad's done it for years and can also you don't want to see long term fans walk away and you don't want to see kind of
Don't want to
like
walk away,
diehards.
but obviously I'll follow my dad.
Aye.
Okay, because he's the one that takes me to the football. He plays. If it
Aye.
wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't even be going to the football.
Aye.
Okay.
Nice.
So he said if it doesn't change and if he's not gone by next season, then we're probably looking at going and watching a couple of like teams locally still,
All right,
obviously.
Aye. Aye. Do
But
they
just
the
in
kind of east
powder.
of, aye, just see the east of Scotland kind of ways?
Aye, well, Kirkcaldy and Dyser actually just played in the road through my house
All right, aye.
in Kirkcaldy. So we'll probably just start following them.
Oh, well, it'd be a shame to lose his sight in that season. Okay, right, part of the reason why I done this was to kind of try and get people to kind to
Come
kind re,
back.
I will re, remember the good times and remember that the kind
Yeah.
of the football club isn't just one man. It's not just kind of bad season. It's kind 100 odd years of kind of good times and good memories. Like, so it would be a
Aye.
kind of, obviously, you've always can always followed them, especially since I've been a boy. I've always seen you around. Like, so it would be a
No.
shame to kind of lose you.
Well, that's what my dad was saying on the terrace on Saturday. Ken Boise's Kent for years are no even turning up anywhere.
Aye,
Where are they
that's
all?
it.
Where are they
Well,
all went?
again, I was thinking that, okay, when I'm doing on the terrace and that, it says you have a look around and there's faces that have kind of been there for years that aren't there. And again, it was just okay, the whole thinking was get as many people on, get them talking about their stories and just remember what's good enough to be kind of go through and just face that again. Sometimes
I
it
mean,
is just a
I think
struggle to
sometimes
go through.
it's the embarrassment of supporting cowden beef right now.
Aye.
Okay, because all my—I mean, I've had it for donkeys when even when I was back as a schoolboy, but I'm no fae cowden beef. I'm fae Glenothis and Kirkcaldy.
Aye,
So
all right.
I've had it worse than most folk because obviously
Aye.
everyone else around me supports Raith Rovers.
Aye,
I
so
mean,
you were.
I've had pelters left, right, and centre. So I've grew a stronger backbone than most folk.
Aye, that's all my pals are wide and firm by fans, eh? And that's is all I get right in here as well. But can also I've been lucky to have that 3-0 win against the East End Park to throw it back in their face. But
Aye, well, I throw like when Cowden bet from in Raith Rovers when from in what was it Colin Nash scored the hat trick at
aye.
fucking Hearts Park and my dad didn't rate Colin Nash for that very pay because obviously he scored a hat trick.
Get off,
It's
says.
funny when you don't rate players to come and surprise you.
On saying that, Kirsty, we're kind of talking about also Colin Nash, the kind of players that surprise you, and says we've had some brilliant players over the years. I'd ask you when you'd agree to do this to give me your five-a-side team, your counting me five-a-side team.
Aye.
Ah, you can you got that ready? You ready to go through that?
I think so. I think I've got it. Well, I keep chopping and changing my thing,
That's
but
just.
I think I would go for this team if I had to. So in goals I would have Johnny Martin and
Aye,
then
well, obviously you can you said about him. Just remember him swinging on the
swinging on the
goalpost, and
bar,
aye.
and then in defence I would have like David Cox.
Oh, aye.
And Nipper Lawrence.
Aye.
So that's two goal defenders I'd have, and then I'd have like in my midfield Toure Winters,
Aye.
obviously.
Oh, honestly, you got to. Says that's one that I've like, forgot about putting in mind. That says I'm gonna like, finish this call and like, rewrite mine again.
Toure Winters, and then obviously I'd have like Murray McDowell as
Aye.
my striker, and Liam Buchanan. I know we all hate him at the minute, but I still love him.
Well, that's it. This is always kind of I came away from Berwick, kind of that Berwick game saying he says he's still the kind of Liam Buchanan that came through the youth side and won the league with us, and again, that's what he's going to
Exactly.
be. That says again, regardless of what happened last season or what's happened this season.
Aye.
Nah.
And then I've even got a bench.
A run for your bench.
Well, I've got Fraser Mullin.
Aye, that's it. Oh, it's a stalwart as well. He was there for years.
Well, Leon was best pals with him,
Aye.
so I couldn't leave my wee man's best pal at my
Aye,
back. I
no,
said,
you
team,
can't at
so I
all,
had to put
eh?
him on bench. And then I've got Hamish French. I don't know if you hear that's
Aye,
going back a
yeah.
few
Aye,
years.
that's going through the years there. Yeah, French.
And Ahmed Oney.
Oh yeah, I will. That's a great shout. That says well, that was always one of my memories was some dancing all the time.
Aye, well, when when you mentioned about Joe Mabu, I remember the songs where he's talking about Joe Mabu, like he's fat, he's round, he's worth £1 million. And the other one that goes along with that one, the naughty version.
Yes, he's aye. Maybe we'll put that out in the air.
He's big, he's strong, he's got a massive fill in the blanks if he wants.
Yes, he's aye. That is, we'll leave that to the viewers or the listeners.
I leave that to the listeners to fill in the blanks and what the next part of that song.
Aye. No, it's obviously that's a good team you've decided on there, like that's some great names, eh? That just kind of it does make you think, kind of some great players, and can also the says you might uncover a couple, kind of maybe not be as can get to the same heights as what previous players have done, but can we'll still get some cult heroes in our time, I reckon.
Aye, well, I'm liking Alfie.
Aye, oh that's.
I think he's one of he's a really good young man. I mean, I spoke to him and gave him pelters for being late for the Trinity game.
Aye.
I was giving him absolute pelters for being late for the Trinity game. I felt like I was his mother going giving him a fucking slap on the back of the head for being fucking late for that game.
Aye, oh, so I'm sure he got pelters in the dressing room as well.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. And I can't mind. There's a player that reminds me of David Cox, but I can't mind his name that plays for us now. He's quite stocky, but I can't mind his name for the life of me.
I'll try to find your meaning.
Okay, he plays like midfield.
You ain't gonna be Andy Black.
No.
Oh, no.
No. He's playing for us currently.
Currently, no. Oh, I'm trying to. Why? Trying to have to run through the team again, like that is just.
I know. I'm trying to remember his name, but he kind of reminds me of David Cox, but maybe came up, but obviously younger. But I can't mind his. Honestly, this team's a bit like I forget names.
Aye, it feels like because it's chopped and changed that much. Eh? That is the amount of players that we've signed and then dropped off again. So. You'll be forgiven.
We scratched, didn't we?
Aye, and I'm like, that's it.
But for what I heard for ex-players, because we went, when Cowan didn't have a game on Leon's birthday this year.
All right, aye.
We had actually went to Pollock.
Aye. Fraser Mullins there, eh?
Fraser and Robbie are there.
Was Robbie there as well?
Aye.
Oh, I forgot.
Came back in their youth days for when they were playing at Hibs Academy.
Aye.
I think they've been best pals since then, eh?
All right, aye.
So, anyway, we went down there for Leon's birthday because it was a Saturday.
Aye.
We go to the football on a Saturday. And
aye, that's it, yeah.
So, we go down to Pollock and after the match, Fraser stood and talked to us and he's like, I never heard a thing after Morris.
Aye.
And we're like, well, we got to tell that none of you were interested.
Aye.
Well, that's what we were hearing. That was the rumours that we were hearing on the terrace and everything, that none of them were interested in re-signing.
Well, that's always I heard was they didn't want to come back, like, eh? But...
Aye, but, well, when we went down to Paul, like I said, Fraser said that's not the case, Kirsty. Ken, and he even said to Leon, that's not the case, pal, Ken.
Aye.
Came back. And if I had to get paid £100, I'd still come back and try and help the club get back up.
Aye.
Because I think they felt guilty for letting us down.
Mm-hmm.
Can?
Aye.
Because obviously they get a bond with, like, the players get a bond with the fans.
Especially with a club like ours, because we're that kind of like small fan base. You do get an old folk.
Aye, well, that's what I was saying. Now, I've never known a club with such a tight knit fan base. Every cunt kens, well, all cunt kens everyone.
Aye.
At Cowden. Like, no one doesn't know who you are.
Aye, that's it.
And, like, even when, like, fans come down or come up that we've never seen before, like, there was a couple of boys came up for Sheffield. Towards the last end, last season, And we made them feel welcome because they were like, oh, we just came up because we're on a stag night or something like that. It was
Aye.
something. And they
That's
were like, we had again that you had someone that supported you saw the way for Retford. I was like, aye, we do. It's not like that's unusual.
Aye.
Like, you're telling me. Because
That's
we've got fan bases in Retford, we've got fan bases in Nottingham, we've got a fan that comes up for Wales.
Aye.
And then we've got the boys from Dublin that come across from time to time. Okay.
I
And
bet
then
that.
that new fan base that's came down for Aberdeen now. Because
Well,
they
that's
came
it.
and
Again.
Samuel Opion.
Aye. So it's brilliant to see again that we again, there is a following there, like, and again, that boy from Wales, I'm sure I met him in Gibraltar when I was ship docked there. I was kind of up in the pubs in my kind of beef top, and that kind of Welsh boy went, cow down beef, and I thought, what the hell, we're in the kind of, well, south of Spain, and the boys kind of boys recognise my talk. He says, "I know." He says, "I come up to Wales every kind of once a season or so." So that must
Aye,
have been
he's
that
come.
boy.
Well, if it's the same boy, if you're going down to Dalbeattie, you'll meet him again because he's coming
No,
to
is he
the
coming up
Dalbeattie game.
there? Oh, aye, that says,
He'll
"Well,
come up for
aye,
the gala game because, but he wasn't too sure to come up or no because of the weather that
aye,
week.
aye." Well, it was poor, eh, with the weather, the
We
winter.
were like, "Is it on? Is it going to be on?" And we
Aye.
didn't even think there was going to be a pitch inspection. There was no
Well,
mention of a
again,
pitch
well,
inspection.
that says, well, we message the Gala Shields before we came down. Do you know if the game's on like this? Aye.
I messaged them the day before and I was like, I'm heading down, I'm thinking about coming down for the match. Is it likely to go ahead? And then they just messaged us going, game on. I'm like, well,
Aye.
why did you not even tell us that there was going to be a pitch inspection? Because
Aye.
we took tickets to go on this early ass train in the morning because we have
Again,
to leave early ass in the morning to get
aye, to
down
get
here.
down. No, she's that's it, eh? No,
It's like, why didn't all the fans know
aye,
before?
that's it.
Okay.
She's but it's been there. That's
Remember,
been
both are travelling a lot of miles.
okay. That well, it's a this year across the board with every club, eh? And that says it's
Yeah.
that, but.
That should be compulsory because, especially, like, you can get away with, like, maybe a pitch inspection at 10:30 for, like, ones that are closer, like
Aye.
your Glasgow way and stuff like that, and
Aye.
Edinburgh way.
That's it, like, yeah, that says, but can also you see a lot of like folk from Stranraer getting like turned round at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and can folk from Elgin and Peterhead getting turned round, and can
I
also the
know
other
it.
way around as well, like, but.
But the clubs must know what time fans are going to be leaving.
Aye. Aye, that's it, like, it says, and can also it's tough week in like clubs like ourselves, because it's all staffed by volunteers. It's hoping that
I know.
there's a boy by operating the socials, isn't it, on the day, like, so can, well, just seeing there that we're just about out of time, Kirsty, so we've got about can 5 minutes to run, like, so can just saying that if you were to say, well, you're saying that you liked Alfie Robinson, it says, has there been a kind of player that left us at the kind in the summer that you'd like to have kept on?
Probably Fraser,
Aye.
just because of the fact that he was Leon's best pal.
Aye. Well, it says he was a good player as well, like, you know, it says he always
I
gave
like I said,
100%.
he always had time for Leon.
Aye. That's and
And
that.
when he was being ball boy and that and checking how he was and everything and I mean, Leon was telling me that all the Cowden next players were telling him to take care of yourself and we'll see you another time and everything. And I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. Can you
Aye.
remember him being a Cowden? Because obviously he's quite a rememberable wee man. Well, not a
Aye.
wee man anymore because he's a
Aye.
fucking dragon.
Aye.
But aye, Ken, obviously he's made an impact, should we
Aye.
say, on players' memories.
That's it. Aye. And that's what you want. Again, that's what you want with a club this size as well, is for again, folk to have that relationship with players and to make your mark on players. You want players to look back on their time at Cowdenbeath and say, well, I quite enjoyed my time there, or okay, I've got a wee part, okay, there's a wee part of me left back at Cowdenbeath.
Aye, well, Most players are like that. I mean, even when I spoke to Murray McDill when he was part of the Celtic Hearts set up, he's like, I still like Cowan Beath. I still keep an eye on them. Ken, because obviously, like I said, he's my top number one because he gave me his top
Aye, that's
number
it.
one favourite player. That's it. No one can surpass him.
Absolutely tremendous saying that says, but that's what you remember about players, eh? It's things like that, like, eh, that says, I always remember Jordan Sheeran's winner against Elgin City a few years back when he got brought on by tripped up and came on the free kick by Dr. Foot. That's his eye, that's his. So says you should come
That
in on Jordan Sheeran, go for Cowan Beath, Jordan Sheeran, come on us, like Jordan Sheeran.
Well, the funny thing is, right, there's another part of that story, right? My dad had to leave early because he was working at Joe's Chippy doing the
Oh,
delivery.
aye.
So obviously he heard that exact thing from the other side of the not in the ground. He was just leaving in
As
his
he's
car.
coming
So
in, no, as he's.
he was scratching his head like, what? He phoned me and goes, Kirsty, what's going on? I was like, well, Jordan Sheeran came on. Jordan Sheeran scored a goal. Then he had to come off again. He's like, all right.
Anyway, Kirsty, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for coming on. Really, can really appreciate it. And it says you've got some great stories there. And it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, and I'll
That's
see you Saturday if
you
you're
see
going.
Saturday, aye, and that's Ken, as I say, that says thanks for coming on. And says hope you can hopefully can results pick up. And well, can you and your dad and your family still kind of still proud to come? Can week in, week out.
Well, hopefully, if my dad gets his way, we'll still be there next season. But if he's not there, if he's not away next season, until he's no there, we'll not be there.
Aye. Oh, well, we'll see what happens, eh? That is.
But I think he's wanting today's talking while walking. We're going to show our disapproval of the board's decision to keep him on
Aye.
and not turn up to support the team.
Aye. Well, see, so if that's what needs to be done, that's what needs to be done there.
Well, I think that's what my dad thinks needs to be done, eh?
Aye. Well, it's a shame to hear that. It really is a shame to hear that, but thank you for
Well,
coming on, and to our listeners, I hope you enjoyed hearing Kirsty's stories, and thanks for listening, and hopefully a few more of you will want to come on and give your memories. Thanks very much. Thanks, Kirsty. Bye now.
thank you, bye.
Bye, bye.